Before I get back to your calls, though, Simon Marks is here with us, LBC's Washington correspondent. The countdown is really on now, isn't it, to polling day in the States. Big rallies from both candidates, Simon.
Yes, absolutely, Sheila. I mean, I think we have to recalibrate a little bit the way we think about an American election, because while we are absolutely in the countdown to polling day, I think more realistically we're in the countdown to the moment that this election ends. We learnt overnight that more than 70 million Americans have now participated. They've already cast their votes. And if you cast your mind back to last Thursday when that second presidential debate took place, at that point only a mere 48 million Americans had cast their votes. So there is tremendous enthusiasm nationally to vote and to put this election behind people. Just to put these numbers into context, 70 million is more than half the number of people who participated in the entire 2016 election. So quite how many people will be left to vote on election day itself next Tuesday, I think is very unclear. I suspect it'll just be the stragglers, the procrastinators who have waited until the last minute. But Donald Trump is absolutely barnstorming the battleground states. He was in four states yesterday. He'll be in two today, Arizona and Florida. Here's what he had to say last night in Nebraska about the choice facing the American public.
I gave working families record-setting tax cuts. And in my second term, I will cut middle-class taxes very substantially more. This election is a choice between the Trump super recovery, which is what we're having, or a Biden depression, sad to say.
The president absolutely couching this now as an election that's all about the economy. He does not want it to be an election that is all about what he now refers to as COVID, COVID, COVID. He insists COVID-19 is a media obsession and that the country is rounding the corner, even though the spike in infections from coast to coast now at record levels and the rationing of intensive care unit beds in several American states suggest that that is very much not what is taking place as far as public health is concerned in the United States. Joe Biden, who is in Delaware again today at home, is going to be making a big keynote address about COVID-19. He's put his final advertisement out, and he very much urges Americans to recognize that there is another very big issue on the ballot in this year's race.
Character is on the ballot, the character of the country. And this is our opportunity to leave the dark, angry politics of the past 4 years behind us. To choose hope over fear, unity over division, science over fiction. I believe it's time to unite the country, to come together as a nation. But I can't do it without you, so I'm asking for your vote. We need to remember, this is the United States of America. And there's never been anything we've been unable to do when we've done it together.
Joe Biden's final argument that he is uniquely the man who can unify the country and lead it out of the pandemic crisis. And Sheila, are you ready for a little bit of Melania Trump? She's
always,
been on the campaign trail.
Always,
I thought you might
always,
be. I had a feeling you might be. She made her first big speech of the election campaign last night to Donald Trump supporters, and she absolutely came out swinging.
When you vote, you're voting for our children's future. As long as Donald Trump is president, our American family values and the virtues that our country was built upon will continue to be cherished and upheld. The Democrats, with help from the media, have worked tirelessly to all but destroy our traditional values.
She even managed to get a slam in on the media as she echoed many of the cadences that her husband has articulated. You've got to say, it's a bold move. It's a bold move.
Come on, I mean, traditional values, traditional virtues. She's married to a man who confessed to sexually molesting women. She, as a result of that revelation, she named her price for staying with him in the last campaign by upping the prenup. Traditional family values. The man has children all over the place, ex-wives all over the place. lies, cheats, is a race. Come on, Melania. I mean, seriously. Come on.
I just teed that one up for you.
You did, I know, but it drives me crazy. I mean, you know.
Do you want to get over it with a bit of Jill Biden?
Go on. What's Jill saying?
This is her ad.
Right now, a lot of families are hurting. And I know in my heart that if we entrust this nation to Joe, he will do for these families what he did for ours. Bring us together. Help us find light in the darkness. Keep hope for the future alive in all of us.
Very busy week for the string quartet on the Biden campaign.
I mean, I hate those.
But the interesting thing about this, though, to be serious about it for a moment, I mean, the interesting thing, the contrast here, is that Jill Biden is very much filling the traditional role of a spouse on the campaign trail and not getting avowedly political. She's not attacking Donald Trump by name. She's not pointing out many of his many failings as she would see them. Melania Trump has deployed herself absolutely as an attack dog on the campaign trail. And it's interesting, if you think back to 2016, before she made the speech at the convention in which she plagiarized Michelle Obama, the Trump team thought she was going to be one of their secret weapons in winning Donald Trump the presidency. Of course, then everything blew up in their faces with that plagiarized speech, and we barely heard anything from her in the 2016 campaign. It is interesting, again, to hear, as we heard a few weeks ago in those surreptitiously taped conversations that she had with a former friend of hers who has now written a tell-all book all about the Trump marriage and inside the White House.
And for people who aren't, for people who aren't familiar with those tapes, in one of them, or the clips we heard anyway, she is saying, "Who gives an F about Christmas decorations and Christmas?" And then in the other, she's claiming that the children in cages on the Mexican border are actually having a time of their lives.
Well, she was also, to be fair to her, she was also expressing frustration that she'd been unable to do anything to help those children that had been torn out of the arms of their parents, because she was being told by bureaucrats, it's much more complicated than that. You know, you go back to the East Wing and sort out the Christmas decorations, dear. Don't worry about this. And her impulse clearly was at the time to try and do something about that. But it is interesting hearing her speak yesterday and on those tapes. She is very much politically all in with him. I mean, there's no question that they're coming from a very, very similar ideological
perspective. But that was clear from the interview in, was it Egypt in the desert when she sat there looking like, you know, straight out of an archaeological dig, you know, a very clean
Lawrence
one.
Of Arabia.
Very clean one, yeah. She made it clear that she supports everything he does.
Yes, and absolutely has, of course, stood by him through the presidency, which raises questions about what the post-presidency looks like for her. But, you know, we may not be on the brink of it yet. We don't know.
We don't know, but it's all in the prenup, isn't it, the outcome? It's all in the prenup.
It may well be.
Oh, definitely. Now, listen, I hear you'll be hosting a one-off show this Saturday, taking calls about the election.
A one and only, 9 o'clock on Saturday night. I'm the warm-up man for Nick Abbott. I've long wanted to do that. We're going to do an hour-long special at 9 o'clock, all about the final weekend in the election campaign, looking ahead to what we quaintly still call Election Day next Tuesday, and asking what is at stake in this presidential election, not just for the United States, but for the UK as well. And you'll be able to call in. Imagine that.
I might call in.
There you go. You'd be welcome.
I might call in and pretend to be Melania. How about that? See if that gets on air. It won't.
Let's do it.
Thank you, Simon. Simon Marks, LBC's Washington correspondent. It's 2:45.